Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
How do you solve a relationship issue over text? A friend of mine is not getting along with her boyfriend right now, and they've been doing a lot of texting back and forth, and she sent me a text that she wants to send him, but she wanted me to read it first. And I looked at this text, and I was like, this is a paragraph. What are you doing? Don't text a paragraph ever. If you have that much to say to him, pick up the phone. Or better yet, get together in person. I mean, text messages are not for solving relationship issues. They're for like, meet you at 7? No, I'm running late. See you at 7:30. That's it. If you're trying to work out an issue in your relationship, texting paragraph after paragraph to each other is not the way to do it. Some of these conversations may be difficult or even painful to have, but that's what true intimacy is. You have to sit in a room with the person, look them in the eyes, and talk about the tough stuff. It is not always easy, but real and healthy relationships take work. And that kind of work is not best done over a text. I get the temptation. I understand the appeal of texting. You can take your time and collect your thoughts, write and rewrite. But communicating through a method that is interspersed throughout the day doesn't give the discussion the weight it deserves. If it's helpful to have your thoughts written out, by all means do that and then use those notes to keep you on track for your discussion. For myself, I can remember at least two specific times when I was dating my husband where we needed to have a serious conversation. And it was my therapist who helped me collect my thoughts and get clear on my intention. And there is just something so great about having somebody who's not a relative and not your friend give you perspective on something that meaningful. Expensive? Yes. Worth it? Also, yes. So get prepared however works best for you. And then get on the phone or get together and really talk. Be open. Show your vulnerability. Go into it with the intention that is for your highest good and deal with whatever comes up. There's just no good substitute for that. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.